I was trapped. I slumped to the floor and blinked my eyes, trying to absorb the calamity that had just fallen upon me. I had trusted the treacherous, scheming little snake, and now he had... The clucking of chickens grew louder, and in the gloomy half-light, I could see them standing up on their nests, staring at me with big chicken eyes. I could tell that they were wondering what... Well, what a dog was doing inside their chicken house. After dark, my mind was racing. I had to do something, and fast. I struggled to my feet, gave the chickens a smile of greatest sincerity, and spoke in a soothing voice. Hi there. My name's Joey, and I'm going to be your tour guide. You may not believe this, but we're riding in a bus. See, you all signed up for our annual fall foliage tour, and well, I'm here to see that you have a wonderful time. Ha ha! Were they buying my story? It was hard to say. Chickens look stupid no matter what they're doing, and these birds fit the pattern. But at least they weren't squawking and flapping their wings. I mushed on. Walking slowly down the aisle, I pointed to the north wall. Out this window, we see several groves of chinaberry trees, sometimes called the western soapberry. They're native to our area, and they're always the first to turn golden yellow in the fall. Aren't they lovely? The chickens looked towards the blank wall, then back to me. I had no idea where this was going, but I had to keep talking until I could come up with a better plan. I pointed to the south wall. And out this window we see our most graceful tree, the cottonwood. Fall in the Texas Panhandle wouldn't be the same without our cottonwoods. When their leaves begin to turn, when we hear the honking of geese and cranes overhead, we know that winter isn't far behind. Just then a clap of thunder grumbled outside. Lousy luck. The chickens exchanged looks of alarm and began muttering. I had to act fast. The show's up here, folks. Eyes this way, please. Thank you. I'm sure you have many questions, and I'll be glad to answer them. A scowling rooster at the rear raised his wing. It was J.T. Cluck, and he said,
Your name ain't Joey, Pooch, and this ain't a bus.
I tried to swallow the poisonous taste in my mouth. The tension was rising. They were all staring at me, waiting to hear what I would say. Great point, JT. Very perceptive. Okay, we're not actually on a foliage tour, and you're right. This isn't your average tour bus. It's not a bus at all, and you've probably figured out that I'm your head of ranch security. Someone in the audience yelled,
We knew this wasn't a bus. You didn't fool us.
I tried to calm them with a gentle laugh. Listen, would you believe that I'm actually here on a secret mission? I held my breath and waited for their response. Then it came in a loud chorus. No! All right, let's cut to the bottom line. I blundered in here by mistake and a scheming little cat locked the door. I would like nothing better than to get out of here and leave you in peace. Is there another exit? The chickens muttered and clucked among themselves while I listened to the pounding of my heart. At last their eyes swung back to me and JT said,
Ouch, we've just figured it out. We've got a dog in our chicken house.
My spirits dropped like a chunk of cement. Right, and what we need to do is remain calm. What a joke. Remain calm?